Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, welcome back to the What We Said podcast. It's Friday. It's the best day of the week. I think we would all agree. I hope you've had a great week so far. I know I have. Have you, JC?
I've had a great week. I've had a great cozy week.
And we're excited to give you guys some advice. It's the monthly advice column episode. These are one of my favorites, honestly,
it's
to record.
Same. I love giving. Well, it's not unsolicited if you asked for it, actually. Yeah.
Just spewing information that whatever we're thinking that day, that goes.
Exactly.
Okay, you guys, this is so annoying that our podcast, excuse
our
me?
Our podcast.
Literally in my farm girl era.
In Chester's, in your Chester era.
Oh, I miss Chester. I heard Tyson talking about it on his episode, one of his recent episodes, and it was making me, I've already been brainstorming his new storyline, because last time I didn't know who Chester was till I met him.
I didn't either. Same. We met Chester and Jasper on the same day.
Yeah. And we didn't know what they were doing, but
we didn't know what the future held.
I've been trying to brainstorm some ideas for his life story.
That's a good idea. I should do the same.
Because I was getting real mixed up with my details.
Same. We started
out. I was married and then I wasn't. I had a kid and then I wasn't. I didn't have any kids.
Tyson was at first like Ashley. Yeah. Like in all of these videos I was looking back on, we were calling him Ashley. And then towards the end, it was
what
something
was
else. It like the name changed.
Tyquila?
I don't know if he was Tyquila in the end of it all. We have to ask him.
I don't
him.
Know. It was wild.
But that was a wild ride.
But I was going to say that I wish this podcast could come out immediately after we record it. But we record and we have to like edit it and get it up. So it's always a couple days behind. And with that, we run the risk of things like what happened this weekend. Because if you listen to the episode that went up on Tuesday, we had recorded that before the weekend. And I was like, oh, it's like a rumor. Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift. I was just kind of talking about it. And then on Saturday night, I literally had this thought of like, what if Taylor's just like at his game? Like she would never go to one of his games. That's crazy. Because the amount of publicity and like just insanity that would
elicit.
Like, yeah, it would be insane. Like I was literally thinking there's no way she would ever even come to this game, even if they were dating. And then on Sunday, okay, well, first of all, I was watching my boy, Justin Jefferson. He's on my fantasy league. And I got first draft pick randomly in my league. If you guys don't know fantasy football, honestly, just skip forward like a minute. But I have this guy's name, Justin Jefferson. He's so good. He's on the Vikings. He's like the best running back, the guy who catches the ball and like scores in the league. And he was my first pick. And I was watching him and I posted a story and I was like, of him playing. And I was like, I got Justin Jefferson on my team. He's so good. Like, I'm obsessed with him. As soon as it uploaded, literally he is playing in the game and gets hurt and is on the ground. They're like, oh, the Vikings fans, they're like, not okay. This,
awesome.
He might be out and he's there. But I was like, oh my gosh, I just jinxed him. Like, I was like, he's so good. Filmed it, uploaded it, and immediately after, I felt so like, you know how sports are kind of superstitious? You're like, I
felt responsible.
I have to wear this jacket, you know? I was like, oh my gosh, I just jinxed the best running back in the league. This is all my fault. But then after that game, we're watching the Chiefs game. And Taylor Swift came on the screen and I, like, because I saw in real time, I screamed. I was like, this stunned. Is like a dream. This is so weird to see her here. That I was trying to explain the significance to Nick. I'm like, I was texting everybody. I was freaking out. I was like, you cannot change the channel. We're not flipping back and forth to any other games. I cannot miss any footage of
any
this.
Any moments.
Yes, we need to. And they were going to her a lot. They were like, it was almost as big of a deal that she was there as like the Chiefs just absolutely blowing the freaking Bears out of the water. But anyways, they are, I guess, confirmed.
I would assume dating. So.
I feel like, here's my short prediction or what I think is happening. I feel like people are like, oh, they were talking before he talked about the friendship bracelet. You know what I'm talking about? When he was like, I brought a friendship bracelet to the concert. I wanted to give it to her. I had my number. People were saying when he said that, they had actually already met and like he was just soft launching. I don't believe that. I feel like that's too like PR-ish.
Hmm.
I don't feel like Taylor Swift is one that like needs a PR relationship.
Definitely not.
People are like, she's doing this for her new album, like her Eras tour thing. I'm like, she doesn't need that. She's really not looking to get football fans, I don't think. But anyways, I think that they have been talking for a while. I think they've been hanging out. I think he was in New York. So I think they've probably gone on a couple dates. And I think they really like each other. Like, I literally think they're endgame. I feel like they are going to get married. Did someone just...
Leif, are you? Are you in the kitchen, sir? No, I am sabotaging the podcast. Do you know we're recording? You're what? We were spooked.
That was Travis Kelce in the kitchen.
Yeah, I'm sorry, everyone. Leif just making pizza in the kitchen. Don't spooky worry.
Spooky season.
Spooky season, all right.
Well, I saw like a shadow go by in the TV screen.
Absolutely not.
I forgot what I was saying. Oh,
you think they're endgame?
I think they're endgame because I feel, and I know we're probably sick about hearing about this already because it's all over TikTok, every single video I see, but I have to give my two cents because I think it's important in this world to have my two cents in the garbage can of opinions. But I think she is someone who's like very excited, very like not afraid to be out there, be herself, be excited, I guess is the right word. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think in previous relationships, she's always kind of gone for the bad, mysterious boy. But I think now she's with this like very fun, very loud, very like unapologetically, like I like this girl. And I think she's like swept up in it. Like, this is so exciting. I can like beat myself. I can go to his games. I can just like, because he's
that.
A very... He's not like even a Devin Booker where he's like secretive about his, like, not secretive, but private.
More mysterious or private. Yeah.
Yeah, he's very open, I feel like, and just outgoing. And I think she likes that. I think she likes like a guy who's finally just, I cannot believe that they were like left in his car and people are talking about them hanging out that night. Did you hear about that?
They're on a
rooftop.
I didn't see the rooftop stuff.
They went to like a restaurant and they like bought the restaurant out and then they were with the players and all the wives on like a rooftop restaurant in Kansas City. And they were like flirting and dancing all night and just like keeping it lighthearted. I'm like, they're in love. Like,
this is so cute.
And someone was going over their astrological charts and they're like, they are literally made for each other.
Stop. Stop.
Like, I'm telling you right now, I feel like they will get engaged.
Wait, I love this.
They're both the same age.
I don't know much about him, but Chelsea started sending me a few TikToks, like more about him. Yeah, literally thirst traps, which then became my entire free page, which yeah, always
you
happens.
Get one, yeah.
You get one, you start getting them all. And I saw a, what's it called? Not a collage, hello. A conglomeration. I don't know what the word is I'm thinking of a montage.
Yeah.
Of him dancing. And I said.
Compilation. Yeah, that's what you're looking at.
Yes. Of clips of him like celebrating after making touchdowns and dancing. That video single-handedly, I said, I will be watching the Kelce documentary yes. and I will be in my NFL. I will be watching all of his games. Because of literally that one video, because the energy was just there and I
yes.
loved it.
He has the best energy. And I knew you would like the dancing. That's why I sent you the thirst traps pretty
yes.
much of him dancing. But also on the game she was at, he was being kind of shy, like with his dances, his like celebratory dances. Yeah. I feel like he was kind of shy, like around her. And I feel like that's even cuter. Like he's unapologetically like a in little love nervous. With her. Yeah.
Stop. So I wonder how long they've been talking.
I know. I bet like, I feel like he said that like a couple months ago. So maybe they've been talking for like a month and I feel like they've hung out probably like 3 or 4 times. And then okay. She came to his game. I don't think they're like, we're boyfriend and girlfriend, but like she wouldn't just go out and like be seen with a guy if she wasn't like excited and serious about it.
You kind of have to be serious about it. It seems like to be a celebrity and to be openly, she knows that's going to get so much press.
Oh yeah. Did you see the NFL bio on TikTok?
Mm-mm.
The literal NFL was like, what was the date? Like 9/24
probably? Or
yeah, it was 9/24/23. Taylor was here. That's their bio, the Jeez. NFL.
Oh my gosh, the power she holds.
Literally.
But yeah, I feel like you would not just want to be linked to random guys constantly. Like you would only do that if you were pretty serious or you felt sure or mm-hmm. you felt like you really liked him.
Yeah. And I just feel like they go well. They're the same age, which I feel like is a good sign. So like both like very family oriented.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited to see where this goes. I hope she goes to a lot of games.
That'd be everything.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the most terrifying thing. I was going to ask you if you've seen this at all.
Oh, no.
On TikTok. Okay, you know Francesca Ferrago?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, is that her last name? Yeah. From Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah.
She posted and was like, hey, guys, like, I wanted to tell you about this new AI, like, version of me. Here's my phone number, and you can, like, talk to her. It's my voice. Like, it's basic. It's me. But it's AI version of me. And, yeah, you can just, like, hang out with her, ask her questions, like, whatever. I can't remember all the details.
You paid for it?
Yes, and you pay for
what?
It. And all the comments were like, I'm terrified. Like, a lot of people are like, girl, you are selling out. Like, what are you doing? But I was looking at it. I'm like, what is happening in this world? And it's called like something companion, like forever companion. And these influencers are getting on there. That'd be like us being like, I don't know if you could do a combined one, but like, hey, here's our number. Like, come chat with us. And it's just an AI robot of us. I don't know how they get our voices.
But we just give them like a lot of our opinions and like our voices. And then they
and then they take it from there and they turn you into like a real person. So it's probably all these like guys who have, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Or just people who have like crushes on her being like, this is my AI girlfriend.
I'm not okay with that.
No, I'm terrified.
I feel like that's like morally not okay to like create that. That is so scary.
That's so scary.
Because what if they give you advice and it's like ruins your life?
Or what if they're
like, Francesca, should I do this? And they're like, drop out of college, do this and this.
Yes. Well, what if they become so obsessed with that version of you that they're like, no, it is her. It is. And you know what I'm saying?
Like you're letting people get catfished. I'm terrified. Because the people who are doing it are not normal people who are like, oh, I get that this is AI.
No, you mean the people who are paying for it?
Yeah,
No, absolutely not. Let me look this up and see if.
Well, how much money is she making? Then I'll say my opinion.
Next week we come out with an AI podcast. We're like, hey guys,
we learn it's just millions of dollars. Chat with me.
Why will it not let me? Okay, I've been trying to go to the website and it will not let me. I'm like, is it a virus or something? I don't know why, but from what I can see, it says your loyal virtual friend. This is an AI-powered bot here to keep you company, engage in fun conversations, and be your go-to buddy whenever you need someone.
I wonder if you can put restrictions on, like, what you... Like, I would not want my AI person to, like,
Forever
be
Voices.
Weird.
Companion offers a novel form of AI companionship where real-life influencers are transformed into human-like AI bots.
I'm not okay with that.
They engage in two-way, meaningful audio conversations simulating real human interaction.
Audio?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Absolutely not.
I'm terrified.
For the past few years, users have been
Talk
able to share intimacy.
Season. No, that's what I was going to say. I don't
with
want
the chat bots, but as of the beginning of this month, they will no longer respond to those advances.
Oh, that's good. Because that
is not okay.
That is going to mess up people's brain chemistry. You're being intimate with a robot. Over the phone?
No. That
you
is like...
You are not okay. You're not going to be okay.
That is a Black Mirror episode.
Yes. I'm terrified of that.
Isn't that crazy? But then I looked, the next time I looked, it wasn't on her TikTok. So I'm like, I wonder if she got enough people being like, this is the weirdest thing I've ever heard of. And she, I don't know. But anyway, I was shook. I was like, I cannot believe this is real.
Some people really just embrace the future. And it couldn't be me.
It could not be me.
Okay, you guys. You know, especially if you watch my vlogs, how obsessed I am with this hair tool by Conair. I have been using it recently. I texted Chelsea immediately upon using it. And I said, look at my freaking hair. It was giving Matilda Jerf. It was so voluminous. And I am obsessed. Okay. It is the new Curl Secret by Conair. Your new favorite styling tool for effortless curls. Something that is very cool about this. Number one, it took me 10 minutes to curl my entire head because it does all the work for you. You literally put your hair up to the barrel and it just curls it immediately, like curls it automatically for you. You don't have to be the one twisting it. It has customizable settings so you can do like a looser wave or a tighter curl. I do it on the loosest setting. They have multi-directional action. So I set it to the setting that basically alternates curls because I feel like it gives more volume, but you can have it curling away from your face, toward your face, like whatever you prefer. And it also has tangle-free technology. So I actually was suspicious of this because I saw a video of it just like zoop, curling someone's hair. And I was like, wait, my hair is going to get caught in there. But it really doesn't at all. Like I have not had my hair get caught once. It's super easy to use and it looks so good.
So say goodbye to curl drama and hello to perfect long-lasting curls at the push of a button. The new Curl Secret by Conair features 3 preset curl types, 5 temperature options, 3 curl directions, ceramic barrel to protect your hair, and don't worry about tangles. Their anti-tangle tech keeps hair smooth and protected while styling. It's the perfect tool if you want long-lasting curls that will look like, yeah, like your Matilda Jerf. Shop Curl Secret by Conair exclusively at Ulta. Go check it out. We are talking about Lululemon leggings. It is legging season. 4 years now, ever since high school, when fall rolls around, one of my favorite things is to throw on a pair of leggings, no matter what I'm doing, actually, whether it's working out, whether it's going, you know, running errands, lounging at home, going for a walk, whatever it is, leggings are life for us fall girlies. And Lululemon has the best leggings. They have a couple different kinds, so you can really niche down onto what you want your leggings for. They have the fast and free leggings, which are amazing if you want to go running, jogging, because they provide a weightless on-body sensation and incredible coverage. If you're looking for a legging that gives you complete freedom from distractions while you're running or jogging, I think the last thing I want to do while I'm on a run is be picking my wedgie or trying to pull down my pants or pull up my waistband, whatever it is.
They also have Wonder Train leggings, which I absolutely love for strength training and weightlifting. It allows you to work hard and feel dry. It's made from their Everlux fabric, which is Lululemon's fastest drying fabric. So, you know, if you're sweating, especially if you like to go to spin classes or HIIT classes and you feel like you're sweating a bunch, these leggings are perfect. And then the Align leggings, which are personally my most worn pair. I swear I wear them like at least once a day. Because I wear them for my Pilates workouts. I wear them if I'm doing yoga or stretching to go on walks. They are so comfy and you can also just like wear them to run errands or whatever. They are super flattering too. It basically feels like you're not wearing anything, which is best case scenario. So get into Lululemon leggings at lululemon.com. This is obviously one of our favorite sponsors, you guys. We love Lululemon so much. So go check them out.
Well, shall we start giving our advice? And this is the real us, not AI bots. Wow, we could just hire our AI versions of ourselves to like do the podcast.
No, that would be too...
Imagine.
Honestly, I wonder how different it would be.
Same.
I wonder how predictable we are.
True. It probably would be. Honestly, people, no one would know the difference. They'd be like, this is
they would
all
say
you guys
slay
say
every 5 seconds.
Yeah.
They're like, I can't tell the difference.
You want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. Hi, ladies. I need some help coming up with a couple's costume for Halloween. This is my first time having a boyfriend that actually wants to dress up for Halloween with me, and I want to come up with a cute couple's costume. We're both brunettes. He low-key looks like Timmy Chalamet, if that helps. Looking forward to hearing your ideas. Love you guys and the pod forever. Okay, cute.
Well, there's one obvious choice.
What?
Now that she said that.
Timothy Chalamet? What? What
are you thinking? Him and Kylie.
Oh, true. That's good. That's a good one. I didn't know where you were going with that.
Or he could be Timothy Chalamet and you could be the peach.
That's so funny. That is so good. You have to do that. You have to be a peach. That's so funny. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's it.
Also, I mean, how much does he look like him?
Yeah, you have to buy the exact same outfit. Mm-hmm. That is his name Elio in the movie?
Honestly, I forgot.
I forgot if that's his name or the other guy's name. But you have to like wear exactly what he's wearing mm-hmm. in that scene. Yeah, that scene is wow.
Did we watch that movie together?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
That scene's one for the books.
That's one for the books.
And look at him now.
Seriously.
From one peach to the next.
I'm trying to think of another cute costume. I feel like everyone this year is going to be Barbie and Ken.
Yeah, it's cute.
Which is cute.
I was just thinking, usually I'm so stupid and I wait until the last minute to get my Halloween costume. And this year I have been looking and I'm going to order ahead of time. Like I'm going to literally order this week.
Oh, nice.
Because I feel like you have to. Otherwise, yeah. It's like you can't get it in time. It's the week before. You can't think of anything. You have to like run to the store. All of the ones are sold out in your size. Stressful.
It is fun to dress up for Halloween, but it's also like you got to have something in mind that you're doing. I feel like Leif and I have never been big Halloween people. Like the most out there we went was that Stranger Things one that we did, which was
was good.
That took a million years.
We need to have years ago. We need to have a Halloween event where everyone's dressed up
for sure.
Now I feel the pressure because I want to take Case trick or treating, so I'm I can't.
Like he
slip
has
up.
To be. Yeah, he's got to be dressed up.
Yeah, but we should plan like a costume party. Yeah. It's fun to have everybody get dressed up, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Festive.
I'm trying to think of anything else, but...
For two brunettes?
Mm-hmm.
I know. Now I'm only thinking of Timothy Chalamet characters.
Same.
So I was like, he could be Sweeney Todd and I don't know who the other girl is. I've never seen Sweeney Todd, but...
I feel like you could do a good like prince and princess situation because Timothée Chalamet gives mm-hmm. me kind of prince vibes.
True.
I can't think of who at the moment, but...
I saw a really good couple idea on TikTok. Someone was saying everyone has to be this. I forgot what it was and I didn't save it. I'm so dumb. I think it was like I want to say it was a celebrity couple. Oh, never mind. It's worthless. I can't think of it. So, well, you could be Taylor and Travis.
True.
They're blonde.
Yeah.
But if you're blondes, that's a cute one.
That is cute.
Like have your boyfriend wear a Travis Kelce jersey dressed up as a football player.
Yeah, it's a pretty easy one, honestly.
Yeah, and you just dress up like the Eras Tour trailer. Couple costumes are hard. And honestly, the best ones are really niche.
Mm-hmm.
That it's like you and only your friends would know. Mm-hmm. You know, something that like a show you watch or a YouTube channel. Frenemies would be a good costume.
That would be
costume.
A great costume.
That would be so good.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I've been getting, I go through phases where I get served those videos.
Same.
And it just devastates me.
I know. It's so
people
sad.
Were saying that's their Roman Empire. I couldn't agree more.
Oh, like, for sure. I think about it all the time.
I think about it all the time.
Like, why can't they make up? What happened?
What happened? Like, well, we know what happened kind of, but what?
The way they talk about it now, that it's like as if it cannot be.
Mm-mm.
There's no possibility of it being.
I don't think there is.
I know, it's so sad.
Which is just heartbreaking. Okay. Hey, gals. How do I stop being fake? LOL. I don't mean to be, but I can't be mean to people's faces, but I will talk about them with my with my trusted people.
I'm screaming.
I don't necessarily
think
that's fake. Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of fake, but...
Unless you hate them.
Yeah.
Like, there's no need to ever be mean to someone's face.
No, and what do you mean? Like... Yeah,
don't
you
hang
hate
out
them,
with them.
And then you act like you don't hate them.
Like to their face, you act like you don't hate them.
Yeah.
If you hate them, stop hanging out with them.
Yeah, exactly.
Why are you around people that you don't like?
But you can be polite.
Yeah.
If you really feel fake, though, it sounds like maybe you just aren't good with confrontation. Like if you do have a problem, you're like, I can't stop being fake. Like I'll just be nice to them. Sounds like maybe you're just maybe scared to. If you actually have a problem with someone and it's not just like you're going behind their back and gossiping about the way they look or something.
Yeah.
If you're like, oh, they did this to me. And I can't believe that. But then you're nice to them. And you don't ever tell them you have a problem with them. It's like, well,
I wouldn't consider that fake.
No, it's just a lack of communication, like right. a fear of confrontation more
yeah,
so.
Yeah, I would agree. It depends on the situation here.
Yeah, it doesn't sound too serious by the way you're saying it, but if you think it's a big problem, maybe it is.
My advice is just if there's people that you're constantly talking about, like,
yeah,
you shouldn't be hanging out with them because you obviously don't like them.
Yeah. But if your coworkers, you're like, see them at school, just be nice to them. Just be polite to them. You know,
yeah, there's
mean.
Nothing wrong with being polite and not like being obsessed with someone.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, I'm a senior in college and I recently accepted an amazing job offer across the country in San Francisco. Because my boyfriend of 4.5 years wanted to move there, we broke up a month ago right after I accepted the job offer. Oh, that's great. Another long story. Anyways, I'm doing okay after the breakup, but now I'm moving across the country in 10 months to a city where I know nobody. I TBH would not have considered moving there if I wasn't dating that guy at the time. I was applying for jobs, which was a mistake. But I'm still moving to a great city and I'm excited for something new. I sometimes panic and feel like I'm having a quarter life crisis when I think about the logistics of finding roommates, an apartment, and friends when I live so far and can't visit San Francisco to apartment hunt and such. I also sometimes spiral when I think about doing all this stuff alone now. Any advice on moving to a new city, making friends, and starting over after a breakup?
Gosh, that's hard.
That is scary, especially when you can't be there too. Like, it's hard enough to try and find a place to live and like a good area when you live there already. But when you don't even know the city and you're trying to find like a good place to live and friends and like someone who's not going to be a terrifying roommate. That's so scary.
I have mixed feelings, but I am excited for you. Overall, I feel like this could be, what if you move there and it's just you meet your new best friend? Like you are roommates with someone and you just become such good friends, or at your job, you meet someone that you love like so much, or you meet the love of your life. Like maybe this is a really great thing and nothing has to be permanent.
True,
you can move there.
Back.
If you absolutely hate it, you hate your job, there are other jobs. There are other options. Like, I just feel like having the mindset that nothing's permanent is sometimes helpful in these situations because it can feel very daunting to feel like that is just going to be your new future and that is your new life.
That's true.
But I think that this could be good, even though the foundation that it's starting on is a bit rocky because you don't even want to, that wasn't even your first choice.
Yeah.
So that's really annoying.
It's
that
like
happened.
Probably not making you feel very motivated.
Yeah. Or just, excited about it. But I don't have personal experience with this, which makes it hard to give advice.
I know. I've never moved somewhere where I didn't know anybody.
Mm-mm.
Like the only place I ever moved by myself, I literally moved with you.
Yeah.
Like when I was single, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And otherwise, I moved to California by myself, but I moved in with my grandparents. So it was like, never moved anywhere where I didn't know anybody.
And it is much easier when you have a friend or someone to...
Or you're moving with someone. Yeah.
To rely on. Like, that's a different story.
Yeah.
I feel like you just have to put yourself out there. That's the only way you'll meet anyone. It's like trying
find
to...
Find a group or class that you like. And try and find friends there. Maybe you'll find friends at work.
I feel like a lot of cities have... Like, a lot of influencers... She's moving to San Francisco, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know those like Geneva group chats that people will have?
Oh, yeah.
For girls in certain cities?
Yeah.
I don't know. The only reason I know about them is because a few influencers, like I know Kenzie, Elizabeth, Peyton Sarton, like they have them for their audience. And so I don't know if that's like the influencer is setting them up and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or if they just have Geneva group chats like in different cities for girls with different hobbies or things. But that could be something worth looking into.
True.
Like finding some girls in... A group somewhere, like a Facebook group seems so...
Like how?
That seems so outdated. I don't know if people still do that, but something like that. Like finding a group of some sort.
Yeah, that's true.
But hopefully at your job, you'll meet people.
True. I wish Instagram had pages like that.
Yeah, like that'd Facebook be really does, nice.
Where you could have like a group chat almost.
Yeah, that would be real nice.
Or like a group page. Because you can't have group chats on Instagram, but it's very chaotic.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I met a boy in college in April. Then we went our separate ways for the summer, but we talked every day. Now that we're back at school, he's only made plans the first 2 days he was back and hasn't been texting me much since. Now that I haven't seen him in almost 2 weeks, do I take that as a sign to move on,
even though he said he's just been busy? Or do I try to make it work? He said he really liked me and missed me when we got back for the summer. He even met my family at the first football game. Don't know what to do because it feels like 4 months of wasted time.
Oh, I really, really hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I think he's just not into it anymore.
You think?
Yeah. And this is coming from lots of experience.
Of being quote unquote busy.
Yeah. No, of being the one on the other side or on your side of it where, you know, you're like, well, no, everything was great. Like when we were together, he said he really liked me. Like he was literally talking about future stuff. And then weeks go by, you don't hear anything. And you're like, okay, they still like me though, right? Like they are just busy. But then I would literally be like, yeah. Do you still like me? And they're like, oh, sorry. I've just honestly, I'm not into it anymore. I'm like, oh,
okay.
Well, I don't know what happened, but okay. See ya.
Yeah, the not texting as much and haven't seen him in 2 weeks.
Yeah. I hate to say it.
I hate it, but I feel like I wouldn't just like, I don't know, maybe completely now ghost him, but maybe have a conversation and be like, hey, if you're not into it, like I would rather know now, honestly. But don't let him string you along. Don't let him be like, no, I am. And like then still not talk to you.
This might be too much. I think I was telling you about this. I used to have a 3-strike rule in college that I would do with dating where it was if I was in a situation like that, the first time that I would like that they would kind of reject me in some way. So not text me back like at all after we hung out ever. Or if I text them, they never text me back. Or like if they rejected me, basically like, oh, I can't tonight. If they did something 3 times in a row, I'd be like, they don't like me.
Yeah, yeah.
Because sometimes there is situations where they're like, oh, my family's in town or like I have a final this week or something like that. But 3 times in a row, you got to take the hint.
For sure. I think that's a good rule, honestly.
Yeah.
Because that is pretty clear. Because if he wanted to, he would. I feel like anyone, guy or girl, will make something happen if they really like someone. And even if they are busy, I feel like the way to know if they are into you for real is them still making a future plan. Like, hey, I'm super busy because I have a final this week, but next week, do you want to do this?
Yes. But if they're not, I'm sorry.
No, it's
done. You have to accept the fate. It's over.
I agree.
Hopefully this isn't TMI, but when you are in a rut with your man sexually, okay, just when, not what if. I feel like those first 2 years we were super consistent and couldn't take our hands off. It seems as though she like thought that she gave us a lot more context up front. She's like, I feel like those first 2 years.
Yeah, we're like marriage, relationship.
We were super consistent, couldn't take our hands off each other, and over time, it just hasn't been as much of a priority. We have a great relationship and do communicate about our needs. I think I just feel bad about not wanting it as often as I did in the beginning, but I also feel like that could be normal to go through phases. Let me know your thoughts. Love you. I think it's very normal to go through phases. I think you just don't want like a, what's this called? This action I'm doing.
Decline.
Yeah, like a
steady decline.
Constant decline. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because phases are definitely normal because of life, like stress with work, our bodies, like libidos, just like sex drive. It's so different. And like for you guys both to meet up and you both to be, you know, at that same level is great and all.
Peak at all time would be like, I feel like not very realistic.
Yeah. But if it's just on a constant decline for like months and months and months and years, that's when something's got to change drastically, I feel like.
Yeah.
You're like, okay.
I feel like you just have to put effort into that. It's like anything else.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, even if you, I don't know, you should definitely be allowed to obviously be like not in the mood or not want to. I'm not saying you just need to like do it constantly if you don't want to.
But she wants to too, yeah.
Yeah, but I think if you're like, oh, I do desire that more, like sometimes you just got to like fake it till you make it, and not fake it in that way. I'm saying just like, kind of be like, okay, you know, maybe you're not 1000% in the mood, but you're 80% and it's like, yeah, let's try. You know?
Can get there.
You can get there.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like that if you want it,
yes.
That's good. That's, because not a lot of times your body is on the same page. You know, it's like,
totally.
You're like, I want it right now. So why don't we do something to like really get me in the mood so that I will like get there where I'm really wanting it, you know? Because there are sometimes where you don't want it. Emotionally, physically, mentally.
And it's just a no. That's okay. It's like, period, just no.
But it is something to be mindful of, I think.
I agree.
Catch it.
I agree. I feel like you are mindful about it. The way she's talking about it makes me feel like, yeah, just putting in a little bit of extra effort and communicating and switching it up, spicing it up a little too.
And I think it's normal for like newness of anything to wear off. It's like when you get a new toy for Christmas, you play all day for like days and days on end. And then 2 years later, you forget about it. It's just like newness in a relationship is always exciting. So you have to be mindful also about getting not only like, oh, I want to have sex more, but like, I want to feel like that romance. Like, let's go do something new and fun together. Like, yes. You have to be way more mindful about it.
I was going to say, not that you have to do this, but like going on a trip.
Mm-hmm. Together.
Like going on a trip together.
Like apart.
Literally leaves each other.
Vacation.
Or just going to like a new location, I think, is helpful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just switches up things.
Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. If you guys have ever been in a situation where, you know, you check your bank account one day, you're like, okay, great, I'm on track. A couple days later, you check your bank account again. You're like, wait, my card has not left its wallet in 3 days. Where did my money go? You might be paying for subscriptions that you forgot about, that you don't need anymore. You might be double spending on a subscription or two. That happened to me, and it was literally the most devastating thing of my life when I realized I was paying for it for over a year. So that is why Rocket Money is so amazing. I love Rocket Money. Most people think they're spending $80 on their subscriptions, when in reality, the number is closer to $200. When you're signed up for so many things like streaming services you used, you know, to watch that one show, or free trials for delivery you don't use, it's so easy to lose track of what you're paying for.
With Rocket Money, you can easily cancel the ones you don't want with just the press of a button. So there's no more long hold times or annoying emails with customer service. Rocket Money does all the work for you. I think this is the most genius thing ever. Something that just saves you time and money is a win-win. Rocket Money can even negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. So all you have to do is take a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Rocket Money also lets you monitor all your expenses in one place, recommends custom budgets based on your past spending. They'll even send you notifications when you have reached your spending limits. So if you're trying to save some money for this fall, for the holiday season potentially, this is a really, really good thing to have in your back pocket. With over 3 million users and counting, Rocket Money customers have saved an average of $720 a year. Think about what you could buy with that much money, you guys.
A lot of pumpkin spice lattes.
Exactly. Stop wasting money on things you don't use, cancel your unwanted subscriptions, and manage your money the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/whatwesaid. That is rocketmoney.com/whatwesaid. rocketmoney.com/whatwesaid. You guys, we're taking a quick ad break for Tinder. And this one goes out to our girls and our gals and whoever out there is in their dating era. And you're trying to go on dates, you're trying to meet people, you're trying to find your better half, or maybe you're just trying to, you know, find something casual. Tinder is the world's most popular dating app. So many possibilities are just a match away. On Tinder, you have the most opportunities to find whatever it is you're looking for. And Tinder's latest feature is called Relationship Goals. You can set your status on your profile to show others what type of connections you're looking for, and you can see what others are looking for, so there is no more guessing. You can really get clear on your expectations right out of the gate, okay? If you're looking for something casual, you can let that be known. If you're looking to get married and find your person, then people will know what you're expecting and they can give you what you need.
That is such a nice, we love technology for that. Not only does Tinder give you complete control, but they also have the most safety features than any other dating app. Tinder has features like block contact or block profile, which allows you to block profiles even before matching, which is just absolutely fantastic. Sometimes you just have that sixth sense as a girl. You can just catch a vibe immediately. You don't even want to get into a conversation with someone. You can just block them immediately. They also have video chats so you can meet your match before you meet in real life. Tinder wants you to feel comfortable. 1.5 million Tinder users go on in real life dates each week. Other apps are hard. Tinder is easy and fun. Explore all of the possibilities for yourself. Tinder, it starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today.
Okay. I love you ladies in the podcast. This one's a doozy. I'm still not over my ex. We broke up over 4 years ago.
Oh.
And have not been in contact at all for over a year. I still think about him a lot and I spend a lot of time missing him and reminiscing on old memories. Time heals all wounds, but I mean 4 years? Also, I have been in a happy relationship for almost a year now and we're great together. He knows me and my ex used to keep in contact and check in with each other once in a while, but he has no idea that I feel this way.
Also, for context, nothing really happened that made us stop talking. It just kind of fizzled out. And now I feel like I would be bothering him if I reached back out, because he has also been in a relationship for a while. This is literally one of my deepest secrets that I never talked to anyone about.
No.
How do I move on? Or is this a sign that maybe he's the one that got away?
Oh, no. No, I hate this for you.
It's bad.
I hate that. Oh, it's so hard to know, because there's always the chance that it's just the idea of him and you're just trying to find something to fantasize about. It's very normal to have, like, humans tend to want to have fantasies. That's why people read fantasy books, like things that are not of this world. So sometimes people will be like, oh, my ex, like, what if?
Well, it's also just easier to romanticize the past.
Yeah.
Like, it's so,
you don't have
easy.
Any responsibility. That's what it, like, mm-hmm. fantasy is. Like, you don't have any responsibility to upkeep it, to have it be okay. It's just like, what if? And I have complete freedom to, like, fantasize about this. But on the other hand,
like, there could be a reason that you're thinking about him mm-hmm. so much. You need to get very real with yourself and be like, mm-hmm. okay, am I fantasizing about all the good times? Let me remember all the bad times too. Like, let me think about that as well.
Yeah.
Or just all the things that I maybe wasn't obsessed with when we were in the relationship, because it is so easy to think of the past as better than it is and think of the present and the future as worse than it is, or yeah. as worse than it could be, I feel like. Yeah, you're right. It's like the stakes are not high because it already happened. So you're just able to be like, in La La Land, yeah. kind of just dreaming about what it was.
Escape.
Yeah. But I think, 4 years is a long time to be still thinking about that.
That is. And also, it's hard because it sounds like you didn't have closure with him. So you're right. also like wondering, you never had that closure, which maybe you didn't really need, but it's like, it's very helpful to have closure to be able to move on.
Because I feel like it's kind of inappropriate now that you're in a relationship and he's in a relationship to reach
yeah.
back out.
No, because you can't get it now unless you both were broken up and you talked. But don't. If you feel like he's worth risking your current relationship, then you should definitely break up with him, your boyfriend.
Yeah.
If you're like, I'm willing to risk it all, like, and that's actually how you feel, then this guy's not the one for you that you're dating.
Definitely.
Anyways. But if you can kind of get over it, you're like, okay, yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah.
But
I'm curious how you feel about your new boyfriend. Like, how he compares. Because if you're going to tell me, like, this other guy, the past guy was better, you got to break up with this man
yeah.
immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We need more context.
We do need more context. But
best yeah, of luck.
Best of luck. And I feel like you shouldn't reach out to him until you know he's not in a relationship.
Definitely.
And until you're not either. Or be very honest with your current relationship.
Yeah. Have you watched the new Love is Blind season at all?
Not at all. Have you?
I watched either one or two episodes. And I think it was the first episode, because one of the big storylines, I don't know if you've even seen on TikTok, this girl and this guy are talking and they're like getting pretty serious. They're like really for each other, like pretty much going to get engaged in the pods.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl tells him that she had cheated in a previous relationship. And he was like, how long ago? She's like, it was 2 years ago. And he was like, okay, what happened? And she was like, I just wasn't getting my like sexual needs met. So like I slept with someone else and I felt so bad. And he was like, did you ever tell your boyfriend? She was like, no, like he never knew. And then he was like, okay, like how long did you date your boyfriend after you cheated on him? She was like, 3 months. And he was just like, okay. And he was like, okay, like, why didn't you tell him? And she's like, I just didn't want to hurt him. And he's like, I don't think it was that. I think you just didn't want to have to face the consequences of your actions. And she was like feeling really bad. She was crying. She's like, he's judging me. Like she's like ran out of the room. And you could tell he was obviously like, oh, wow. Like this is making me rethink. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so loaded. Because I kept thinking about if the roles were reversed. And I heard the boy say like, oh yeah, I cheated 2 years ago because my girlfriend wasn't meeting my sexual needs. I never told my girlfriend. And I still date her for 3 months. I'd be like,
bye.
You're scary.
Yeah.
How did you do that?
Yeah.
But because it's a girl, you're like, oh.
I know. It's kind of true.
But then she was kind of mad at him. Like, I don't want to be judged for that. And I was kind of thinking like, that's kind of hypocritical because that's a very real thing to be like, okay, wait, that might be a red flag.
For sure. That might be like a deal breaker to know that you've not been loyal
yeah.
in the past.
Yeah, and the girl's,
it's like nice of you to be honest about
exactly.
it, but it doesn't mean that he has to be with you.
And he said that. He was actually like,
He was obviously taken aback by it. And he was like asking her hard-hitting questions, like getting deep about it. Like, why didn't you that? I would never do that. He was basically like, I cheated once when I was 18. I kissed another girl and I would never do that now that I'm a grown adult. Like, and he's like, and I told the person right away, like, I just don't even see how that's like possible. And so she was feeling really bad. She went with all the girls were comforting her like, he doesn't deserve you.
Please.
Like, girls are so delusional. We always, like, no matter what happens, literally she just told him she cheated and now they're like bashing him because he, and he actually took it okay. He was like thinking about it and then she was leaving. She like left, kind of, not like slammed the door or anything, but she just left because she was upset.
Yeah.
And he, as she was leaving, he was like, well, you didn't have to tell me that. So like, I appreciate the honesty. Like, he was kind of saying that. And then he was just thinking about it afterwards. But I was just like, oh my gosh, this is so crazy actually hearing from the other side, because if that was a boy, instantly I'd be like,
you're gone.
You're gone. You're gone. You're scary.
100%. That is Anyways. So funny.
Okay, this is my next one. Hello, my loves. So I have been with my boyfriend for almost 6 years. We are very much in love and I know the engagement is coming any second. My little brother has been with his girlfriend for 2 years. I have talked to him countless times about please letting me have my moment first, as in let me get engaged first. My boyfriend talked to him. My mom talked to him. He knew how important this was to me and is my best friend. Keep in mind, he is 20 and has literally no rush to get engaged. But without warning to me, my BF, or anyone, he proposed to his girlfriend. I love them both so much, but can't help to feel but feel so angry, given I've voiced how much this means to me so many times. This also is going to be a nightmare with my family making fun of me and my BF for having my little brother be engaged first. Well, that's sad. That's just mean. I have only shown happiness for them, but have spent a lot of time angry and crying. I'm usually one to address things head on, but don't want to add sadness to their special moment. Do you think I should say something and confront him and let him know I'm upset, or just let it go?
Oh, I'm sorry, but there's a different villain in this story, and it's your boyfriend.
Yeah.
He needs to hurry up. I'm being serious. Like,
that is not where I thought you were going to go with it, but you're so right.
I feel like,
what's he waiting for?
Your sadness is because your boyfriend hasn't proposed yet. That's what it is.
You just nailed it on the head.
Like, which is valid after 6 years.
Yes.
I feel like
your brother, honestly, I was about to say, I'm like, there's one thing, especially with siblings, like, you want to be thoughtful, but you can't put your own life on hold for somebody else. Like, you can't just be like, I'll just wait till you're engaged. And then you don't get engaged to your boyfriend. You break right. up 5 years later and then he missed his chance.
I agree.
I do understand that would hurt. And I don't know if you should go get mad at him, because I do think JC's right that you're probably sad with your boy. What's holding him back? Like, he says the engagement's coming. What is he waiting for?
No, I feel like that is where the, like, you being upset is truly stemming from. But I do get that that hurts, especially because, like you said, he's young. He's like 20. So it's like, really? Like,
yeah.
What are you in a rush for? You know, I get that.
Yeah.
But also, you're not,
and it's going to hurt you if your family makes fun of you, because you, there is little truth to, like,
exactly, like, hurry it up.
Why isn't he proposing?
Completely. I feel like you need to have a talk with your boyfriend more than anyone and be like, I'm so upset about this because I've been dating you for 6 years and I'm just like waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if you say, please give me more, even more reassurance that it is coming soon, mm-hmm. because otherwise I'm going to continue to feel dumb.
Exactly. Exactly. Dang. And that sucks, because you do want to be happy for him, but you probably are just sad for yourself.
Like, yeah. And I get that. Don't get me wrong. I completely understand that feeling.
But that is complicated.
That is. I feel like that's such a thing, like your younger sibling doing something before mm-hmm. you.
Yeah.
100%. I have actually thought about that, because neither of my brothers are married. But I've literally had the thought, I'm like, if my brother gets like married and they just like get pregnant or something before I.
That would be crazy.
I would be like so sad and mad, even if it was, even though, again, that's a very happy, good thing. But I feel like I'd be like, wait, what? Like, I'm way older than you.
Yeah.
And I've heard that before. Like, two sisters being mm-hmm. and then like the younger one gets engaged married. Or married, like, and the other one's like 5 years older than her. And it's just like, you're just made to feel like, okay, I'm older.
You think everyone's looking at you like, well, poor them.
Exactly. And it's like, I'm the, not the leader, but it's like, I experienced these things first and then you do.
That would be like, especially with our younger brothers, I think the same thing. I'm like, my little brothers could very well get married soon.
Yeah, for sure.
And they are 12 to me.
Yeah.
I would be shook, but I was literally their age when I got married.
It's so wild.
It's so crazy. And I felt so old. I literally felt like I knew everything.
I know. It's so crazy. Okay. Hi, ladies. Love you both so much. My fiance and I have been together for almost 10 years. We just got engaged a few months ago. We're both from the Midwest and moved to the South for his job and also a change of scenery. After living here for a year, I really want to move back to the Midwest. It's much more my vibe, and honestly, I miss my parents. My fiance doesn't want to move back. I asked him if that's a hard no or if we could talk about it in a few years. He basically said he never wants to move back there. I'm not sure what to do. I love him. We have a house together and a life together, but I know in my heart I want to move back to the state I grew up in soon. He's also from there and has family there. What would you do? Is this worth losing?
Wait, he's from where you live now, or he's also from where you're from?
He's also from where she's from.
Oh, okay.
What would you do? Is this worth losing my relationship over? Maybe I'll feel differently in a few years, but I'm not loving where we're living, and I do really want to move back at some point. Thanks for the advice. Love y'all.
Oh, that's so hard.
That's really hard.
That's one of those things. That and, like, kids. Like, whether you want kids or not in a relationship is, like, where you live. You know what I mean?
Like, need to align on that.
Yes. It's really hard if you don't. It's, like, it doesn't matter how compatible we are. Otherwise, that is so hard to deal with. I don't want to live in a place I don't want to live my entire life.
That's so hard. Because I was thinking, the fact you're saying, is this worth losing my relationship over? Like, tells me that...
You're considering it?
Yeah. Like, the fact you're even considering... Wait, sorry. They're married, right? Oh, they just got engaged.
Engaged, yeah.
The fact you're even considering, like, choosing a place over a person, to me feels like kind of red flag, but like... You know what I mean? I mean, yeah. I guess she's choosing her family as well, which they're people.
Well, I think it is. I think it's probably for her. What I'm guessing is they now have a house. They're starting to build a life. So it's not just like, oh, we're living here. We'll see how long we live here. It feels like he like wants to live there and wants to create an entire life there. And she's like, wait, like,
I don't want that.
I never thought my whole life would be here. Right. Like, I've always wanted my life to be by my family. And that's a big thing. I feel like I understand that, like wanting to. But and not wanting to, someone, one of you has to compromise.
Right.
And you don't want to be the one to do it.
No, that would be actually extremely hard. I'm picturing if Leif like wanted to live somewhere else and was like, no, this is important to me. And I'm like, wait,
yeah,
no, I don't like, want to
live here.
Like, that would be so
like,
hard.
I don't want to build my life here. It's right. Not just like, oh, let's go try for a year or two and see what happens. Like, we've got a house. We're like, this is our life now. That's scary because you're like, oh, my gosh, I don't want to be. All of a sudden, 10 years later, I'm realizing I'm not living the life that I want to.
The only thing I can think of is just being incredibly honest. Be like, because he said he never wants to move back there.
Yeah.
I feel like if you were like, I've been thinking so much about this and I really want to move back.
Yeah.
So if you never want to move back, I don't know if it's going to work.
Yeah, worth it.
It's so hard.
That is so hard, especially because you spent so much time with him, like 10 years of your life.
I hope that he has a change of heart. For your sake.
Yeah. You could, this could be a game plan. Could have a conversation with him. Be honest that you want to move back. Like, I don't want to build my life here. I miss my family. I miss my like home state so much. I want to move back to where I, you know, where we're from. And like at the end of this year, I'm going to move back. And I think we need to break up and I need to like move back. And then you go, you move, you break up, you break off the engagement, whatever.
And then
stays
you see
there,
if it's worth it.
And then you see. Because he might be like, it's not worth it. It's not home without you. And he might chase you back. And or you might be like, you know what? I'd rather live with him. So I'm going to go back. But sometimes sure. you have to
risk it.
Yeah. You have to go down a path to see if it's the right one or not. Sometimes it's the wrong one. It's okay to try it out.
Agreed.
It's kind of messy that you're engaged though. Because especially if you're like already planning a wedding and stuff. All right. This is my last one. Let me first give a quick backstory. I had a crush on my best friend's older brother all growing up. He wouldn't give me the time of day because I was just his little sister's friend. Fast forward a few years and surprise, I'm now currently dating him. That's so cute. I dated a few boys in high school, but not a ton. My current boyfriend is the best thing that's ever happened to me and we are so, so happy together. I'm scared of where this is going. When it's like only a quarter of the way down, it's like,
we're really happy together. Wait, and this is the guy she had a crush on?
Yes.
Okay.
We've been talking about marriage the last few months, and I think I'll be engaged in the next few months. I literally couldn't be happier, but all my family, extended family, isn't too happy about the idea because I'm only 18 and he's 20. They constantly say how I'm not smart for doing this and I should go live a little. I want nothing more than to be with him and feel it's right. I have a hard time with overthinking, and I keep thinking they've lived longer and they know more than me. So what if they're right and I'm making a mistake? Should I trust myself and make this lifelong commitment or listen to everyone else, even though they might just not understand how happy I really am and how right it feels? Don't ask me.
Well, what's the harm in waiting a little bit?
Oh, to get actually married?
Yeah.
Yeah, I...
Wait, I'm sorry. Like, did she say they're engaged?
No,
she could be engaged in a few months. Like, what's the harm in waiting
I don't know. I feel like it's not that they're like, wait till you're 19 to get married. I feel like they're like, this is your first boyfriend. Yeah. So here's my, where I go back and forth on this exact issue, because I've seen it play out both ways so many times, almost equally both ways, that sometimes that's the only reason a young couple will break up is because they're too young. And then they go through their life. They're like, okay, yeah, we're too young, but like we literally are so compatible. We're in love with each other. We want to get married. But we just graduated high school and our parents are like, no, you need to go experience life. So they break up and then they go their whole life and they're always the one that got away and they never find another companion and they're old. They're like, I'll never find love. And they're just stressed. And they're like, I really should have just married that person, but now it's like too far, too gone. And then opposite, sometimes they get married super young and everyone's right and they grow apart.
Yeah.
But you can't, it's so hard to
know.
The only person who knows is you, unfortunately.
I know. I have mixed feelings about this. I just think like no one can make you break up. Like, why don't you just give it a few years and see if you're still in love when you're 20 and then get engaged?
Yeah.
I feel like that's good enough. It's like
true.
Or if, you know, two more years goes by and you're like, yeah, actually never, like, I wouldn't want to be married to you. Then bye.
Yeah, but it's like, that's hard to tell two people who want to get married, because then the only reason they're not getting married is because everyone else is telling them not to. You know, I'm not saying it's logical. I'm just saying, you know how when you're like, you know, you want to get married. So you're like, let's just get this started. Like, what are we waiting for? Like, if we know we're going to get married, why not just get started on the rest of our life right now? Like, why not just get married and get it going? That's how I felt. I was like, why wait longer? Why wait a couple years?
I get that. But also, it's not possible when you're not having sex.
Yeah.
It's not possible.
Well, I don't know.
5 years.
They kind of sound Mormon to me.
Yeah, man. Maybe they are. I'm just saying that to me is like a huge factor in getting married young, is just that if you're trying to not have sex before you're married, a lot of people rush into marriage because it's like, well, we're not going to be able to date for a year without having sex. So if we like each other enough, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if that's not a factor, I don't understand what the rush is, because I do actually completely understand why you're rushing, because it's very hard to date for years on end. But I'm saying if that's not a factor, I feel like just wait. Just wait a second. Just give it a second to breathe.
Yeah. Maybe not in a few months.
Yeah.
Maybe just wait. Give yourself another year and then try another year after that.
Yeah. Be like, but maybe let's get engaged when we're 19.
If you're 18, and even if you are having sex, like maybe everyone's personality is different, but if you are someone who is like a hopeless romantic, has dreamt of their wedding, wants to get married to this person, if someone tells you have to wait two more years to like get married, at least for me, that would drive me crazy. I'd be like, no.
Like, what's the point?
Why do I have to wait? Like, okay, what's the difference between 6 months and like 2 years, just because you guys think that sounds better, like on paper. So I'm just trying to think from her 18-year-old like perspective. It's like so hard to tell two young kids. It's almost like the more you tell them not to, the more they want to do it.
Yeah, definitely. That's why she needs to find it within herself to just be like,
wait or not,
but whatever it is, own your choice.
I definitely don't think you guys should break up just because everyone thinks you're too young. I feel like that's never a good thing, because especially if you're good for each other and you're just young, but like the love is
there
and you're supportive and, you know, it's a good environment. There's no reason to break up. Dang, that sucks. But I mean, not really, because you're in a happy relationship, so it's not all bad.
Yeah. Just give it a tiny bit of breathing room.
Yeah. Sometimes, especially with your parents, sometimes it's just like, I'll compromise.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you're not like battering me all the time.
I think it's wise.
Like, I'll give you a little leeway.
I think it's wise of you to have the perspective you have, where you said like, oh, I know they've lived more life than me. Like that in and of itself is pretty aware of you.
Yeah.
To not just be like, no, they don't know what they're talking about. Like you understand that they're adults and maybe they do have
a
point.
Most kids do think like that.
Yeah. So I think you're self-aware. You'll make the right choice.
Yeah. Gosh, some of that stuff is so, because sometimes the people who tell you are in really unhappy relationships.
For sure.
Like, I hated when people would tell me I was too young and then they were like in a marriage that they didn't like. And I'm like, I know that's why you're telling me. You're trying to like warn me, because
you got married young and you hate your husband.
Yeah, but like, don't That's not my life.
Don't project that onto me.
Yeah. Like, who says just because I'm married now versus later that it's going to be any different?
Definitely. Okay. Hi, girls. Love you both. This is my last one, by the way. And the podcast so much. I would love to hear any insight you may have on difficult family relationships. My mom and I have struggled to get along since I moved away to college after high school. My mom is very religious. She's against drinking, girls and boys hanging out too late.
She's going to say hanging out in general.
Unmarried. And she became an extreme helicopter parent as soon as she realized she had far less control over me once I was no longer under her roof. As I began to make choices she did not agree with, her love for me started to feel super conditional. She even kicked me out for Christmas one year because I was going on a trip with some friends and my boyfriend the following week, and she was hoping I would cancel it since she did not think I should be going on an overnight trip with my boyfriend present. I assured her my boyfriend and I were sleeping separately, but that was not good enough for her. Ultimately, I'd really just like to know if you have any advice on towing the line between making decisions for yourself and keeping the peace with someone as important as a parent. Appreciate you both so much.
That's so sucky.
You guys are coming in with a hard-hitting situation today. This is really hard.
So sad, because there's nothing worse than a strict parent making a kid a liar. Who's like a good kid, who's not doing anything, whatever. But because their parent's so strict, it's like, you're causing me to lie now.
And you're causing me to feel guilt for things I shouldn't feel guilty about. That really bothers me, is when someone is actually a super, I don't use the word, like good, but it's like, you don't even really give them a reason to worry and they find reasons anyway. And they are distrusting of you when you literally are not even doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
That is so annoying to me. It does make you, I don't know, feel guilty and like you have to lie.
Like you're not honest with them anymore.
And it is, I don't know, I realize this is like a very, I feel like, intense conversation to have. But the only thing I can picture is telling your mom like just how it makes you feel. Like, I genuinely am trying to be a good kid. And when you do these things, when you kick me out, when you do these things, it makes me feel like your love for me is not unconditional. And it doesn't make me want to be around you.
Yeah.
Like, point blank period. I feel like, I don't know, it's super hard with stuff like this.
Yeah, it's like so much easier said than done from the outside. I feel like that's how I always feel with these things. Like, from the outside, it's always so clear. The right answer is like, just talk to them, talk it out. But anytime I put myself in the actual position,
never.
I'm like,
I would never.
Oh, this is so hard.
I would never have a mature adult conversation.
Because from the outside, this is the perspective I see. Yeah, like, have a conversation with your mom. Be like, your love feels so conditional. I really don't feel like I'm making any bad decisions. You're making me feel like I'm a bad kid. And I have my own life now. I'm a grown adult. I can make my own decisions and I'm going to do so. So if you don't agree with it, like, I guess you're sacrificing. I want to talk to you no matter what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But if you don't want to talk to me and you're going to shame me every time I talk to you, then I'm not going to have a relationship with you because I'm an adult and this is my life. So if you don't, unfortunately, agree with that, then.
Exactly. I was going to say, kind of put the ball in her court where it's like, Mom, I love you no matter what. Like, I still want to be around you. But if you can't accept me and the things I do, just by default, I'm going to be talking to you less because I don't feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be around as much. So take that for what it is. The horrible part is that some parents literally will let you walk away.
Yeah.
That's what because you think, oh, no normal parent would be like, okay. But some freaking do. Yeah. And that is the worst thing.
And again, from the outside, it's like, sometimes that's what those parents need, is like literally
a reality check.
Yeah, a reality check. They need to be exposed to that like, okay, yeah, okay, fine, I won't talk to you anymore because I just disapprove of all of your actions. Okay, you will live a miserable life for the rest of your life because you don't talk to your child anymore because she went on a couple trips with her boyfriend.
No, it's that, and I want you to know.
Your child.
I want you to know also that is ridiculous and that is ridiculous. Very conditional and that it's not okay that she is kicking you out over Christmas because you're going to be sleeping separately and you're going on a fun little trip with your boyfriend.
No, it's
that is not okay.
It's always just the control thing. And like she said, she knows this. It's like her mom now realizes she doesn't have control over. Yes. So she's grasping at anything and like trying to still have some
assert
kind of
dominance.
Yeah. Say over her life, which she doesn't anymore. And unfortunately, you can't force your parents to go to therapy because it's like what she really needs is her mom to go to therapy to realize like you do not need to control your children's life. Like they have their own choices just as you did. And it will not make you a happy person to be worrying about every little decision that they make and trying to force them to do exactly what you want them to do. That is not why you became a parent, to literally be a freaking dictator over your kid.
A tyrant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely not. And I'm sorry you're going through that, because that really is so hard.
So sad.
It's so really sad. And it's really hard, especially when it's a parent and someone that you really want a relationship with and you love deeply. Yeah.
And like, who should be someone who you feel like you can go to with anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's sad.
We'll be your parents.
Yeah.
Chelsea and I.
We'll do it. Our AI will.
Literally. AI, your new
mother.
We'll
be your mom.
Wishing you the best. And you deserve the world. Thank you guys so much for writing in for advice. As always, if you are new to the podcast, if you are a new Valley Girl, we post on our Instagram the most for, we put like links and stuff to, for you guys to submit your advice. So if you ever have something you want to write into us about, it's on our highlights, I believe, on Instagram, which is at What We Said Podcast. And just keep updated on our stories, because we're always posting like little prompts or question boxes or things to get you guys involved in our episodes, because that's our favorite part of doing the podcast, is having your guys's like thoughts and stuff that we can chat about. So make sure to follow us there. We are working on fall and winter merch right now, and it's going to be so, so cute. So stay tuned for that. We love you guys so, so much. And
that's what we said.
Goodbye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.